This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
For many white-collar workers around the world, the recent pandemic has meant having to work from home. Their usual office location has been out of bounds. This means different working practices, which have advantages and disadvantages for employees. But the big question is, will they ever see their offices again? Home working has made people realise what tasks they can perform at home, rather than enduring a commute to the office to do the same thing. It has given them more time with the family. They've been sleeping better and have saved money by not travelling or buying lunches on the go. And recent research suggests the majority of people working from home are just as productive. For some people, this could be a permanent arrangement. In the UK, 50 of the biggest employers questioned by the BBC have said they have no plans to return all staff to the office full-time in the near future. Of course, one main reason is that firms couldn't see a way of accommodating large numbers of staff while social distancing regulations were still in place. But the BBC also heard from some smaller businesses who are deciding to abandon their offices altogether. Other, bigger companies are also looking at shutting offices to save money, as many jobs can be performed remotely. Peter Cheese, head of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, told the BBC, "We're at a moment of real change in the world of work, driven by big existential crises." But this isn't great news for everyone. Some employees can feel isolated at home, and there's less opportunity to network or learn from other people, especially if they're a new recruit. Also, city centres may suffer most from a change in working habits. Shops and cafes rely on the footfall of office workers, and without them, they face closure. The future is still uncertain, which is why it may be too early to say where our desks will be permanently located. But the office of the future may be your home.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.